Kevin, I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel, I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jacob Gradowski, your humble host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby from Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwai-Quintlem. And welcome to 2024. You have 1 month to get out of the habit of writing 2023 when you sign a date. We will be watching. All right, so yeah, welcome to the first show of the year. Hope you had a lovely new year, a good Christmas slump, as I call it. I don't know what to call it, you know, those days in between Christmas and New Year's. As you can tell by my voice, it's been some long nights, but that makes for a good radio voice, and I'm okay with that. Anyways, we are off to a good start in the Fine Fair Fantastic City of SoCal Vancouver and beyond for some cool shows starting off the new year. So it'll be a fun way to kick it off. Maybe you take it easy. Maybe you take it light. I don't know what's the what New Year's resolutions you got going on. But mine is to be more mean. We'll see how that goes. I don't know exactly how that looks like, but I think in a word it means respect to my own boundaries and stuff like that. But we'll see how that goes. All right. But speaking of how it goes, we're going to take a little minute here to get some stuff out of the way and in the know. So we'll be right back after a message or two.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across five regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancor fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
All right. Let's get some tunes happening here. Leaving just where I left off 2 weeks ago, backed up by Nujabes and J Dilla. Mix, so it should be nice and relaxing. Whew, let me just doff my jacket here. It's quite warm in the studio. We've had a very warm December, as you may already be aware. But we're in for a cold next week. So next Thursday, I want you to hope and pray for me that I don't get frozen and stuck up here, because it's going to be negative 14. So bundle up, homestuck. That's what the phrase was. That's right. Blah, 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 blah. So speaking of today, let's get you in the know about what's going on over at Green Auto, 1820 door Pandora Street in the back alley entrance. You can see Saving Grace, Avery Sloan, and Scarlet Fever all doing their respective thing. So that'll be a nice little hoot nanny happening over there at the Green Auto. Check it out. Should be pretty cool. Should be pretty nice. You got doors for that at 7 o'clock. Show's at 8 o'clock. I've only just been there for the first time a few weeks ago. One second. We were hosting a karaoke, live band karaoke for a bunch of people in, like, I guess commercial film. It was their Christmas party. Unruly. I guess they were used to being behind the camera and off the stage. So it took a bit of coaxing, but let me just say I had an easier time getting rural doctors to do karaoke than these folks. But they had a good time, and that was really fun. It was a really cool space. So check it out. It's over at Green Auto if you haven't been in, 1822 Pandora Street. If you used to go to Free Geek, it's like on the same block. Rest in peace, Free Geek. Man, I was just getting started at Free Geek before the pandemic happened. I was on a roll. That place was ticking my boxes for keeping me busy. So I missed that place. All right, moving on here. Also Thursday night over at the Red Gate, Main and Third. You have Strathcona, Muppet Boys, and Twin with two N's. That'll be doors at 8. $15 pay what you can. No one turned away to lack of funds. All that usual shubadooba. Should be a chiller. A bit of rocking to get your day started, your month, your year, your everything started. So we'll hear some music from Twin in a little bit, so hang tight for that. There's some more free jazz and improvisation, all jazz, over at number 8 East at Pender Street in Chinatown. Night Bus Nap and Not For Proper. Night Bus Nap, I mean, the Night Bus was a special place, and a bizarre place. People used to take the N9 when I was still living out in the burbs, coming out to shows in my late teens, early 20s. I described it as this. The first set of Night Buses, that was the somewhat reasonable, still kind of turnt bus. The 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock was the absolute jungle, the zoo of debauchery on a bus. Anything could happen on the 2 to 3 o'clock night bus. The 3 to 4 night buses, that was the snooze and I'm way too wasted cruise. Many an interesting time on the night bus. Anyways, I digress. That is one of the names for the groups of improvisational jazz peoples. They'll be playing at number 8 East Pender. Actually, it's 12 East Pender. I've been wrong this whole time. Oh my god. But the place is called 8 East. You have Cordelia Donovan Mesadoke on voice with and electronics. Lisa K. Miller on the ebony and ivory. Morgan Sidkey on drums. And then Not For Proper featuring Keaton Lowen. And again, Lisa K. Miller doing their respective things. Yeah, should be a cool time. If you're looking for some cool improvisational jams, do recommend it. Good times. What else have I got? That's all I got for today. So let's get a little started here. We're gonna hear some music from Avery Sloan right here. This is off their 2021 future pilot release. This is Collect Call.
you are.
With you at Redgate tonight, Thursday night at the Redgate Main and Third, playing alongside Strathcona and Muppet Boys. Some great bands there. Muppet Boys, a young group, bringing in the heat. So don't miss them. They're pretty stellar. All right. Also in that mix, you heard Avery Sloan. Some nice kind of indie rock. Twangy jazz rock adjacent. Saving Grace and Scarlet Fever joining them on that bill tonight at 7 p.m. Thursday night at the Green Auto. Tickets are $20 at the door, $15 in advance if you can still get them. You heard Collect Call off their 2021 release. Maybe they have more somewhere else, but that's for you to explore. Go to the show, see what else they got. Alright, what else have I got for that? Okay. I think, what else can I mention for Thursday here? Cobalt. There is the Live Sound 101, The Basics, with Jay Bagaspas. I'm not sure entirely what that is, but that is a thing. It should be pretty cool, I guess. Moving on to Friday, I suppose, this is what we do next. So we shall. Over at the Biltmore Cabaret, for the Elevate Music Project, there's a cavalcade of bands for you to experience. Sounds like some sort of Battle of the Bands-esque thing, some sort of competition. I think Magnus, our station programmer, station manager, was like, "Hey Jacob, you wanna maybe be on the judges panel for that?" And not only do I work Friday nights, but I am a terrible, terrible judge. It's hard for me to be mean to anybody doing some art stuff. You're making music. You're doing something I can't do. What more can I say? I am a terrible critic. All I know is that I know what I like. I can't tell you what everyone else likes. I don't think my opinion on someone's sound should make or break their choices. Their thing. That is too much power for me. I do not crave such power. Not something I want. But if you want to be there and sway the judges, you can check out Temia, Bad Many, Fallen Stars, TYA, Aversions, and Francis Baptiste, all playing there for Friday night at the Biltmore Cabaret at like Kingsway and 12th or whatever, you know the spot. Also Friday night there is a two-night show. I will double dip on this in a little bit there. The Retro 778 presents a random draw fest, which is also Lucas's 40th birthday. So happy birthday, Lucas, whomsoever you are. I hope you have a great time. It is two nights of a variety of punk rock at the Red Gate. Friday night, you get to witness the following. You get Brasser, Campfire Shit Kickers, The Slip-Ons, and Russian Tim and Pavel Buress. Not the hockey player, but the band. You're going to be in for a variety. There's some ska, there's some folk punk. There's one of their tags is Pirate. And a few other things. So, you know, some heavy stuff, some garage rock. So if you're looking for a bit of a variety in it, it's $20 for each night there. That's Friday, January 5th, the first night, 8 p.m. doors for that. $20, pay what you can, yada, yada, yada. Should be pretty cool. Back over at number 8 East, you can see Music for the People of Palestine. In case you're unaware, shit stuff is still extremely messed up over there, and it's only getting more heated. Some people are doing what they can to send some money to help the fine people on the ground there. There is a absolute cavalcade, huge, just like four lines long, of artists in the mix to get some music happening here for this. It is by donation, $10, $20 free, whatever you want. All proceeds go to the Ghassan Abu Sita Child Fund, and there's some snacks coming from Palestinian cuisine, place in Hastings Sunrise, Tam Tam. So if you want to find yourself in good company and spending your time and money with Palestine in mind, you can enjoy this show. Music for the People of Palestine at number 8 East Pender, number 12 East Pender specifically. 8 p.m. for that one. What else have I got for Friday night? I think there's a few more things here. Let me just dig around. There's a 2010s tribute night at the Fox Cabaret. I know it's been 14 years since 2010, but I think it's a little early. Sorry for party rocking. Oh, what a freaking era that was, buddy. Good God. Over at the Princeton Pub, you have the Bad Pennies with Mountain Seaweed. That's probably a very specific plant. And I don't know. I'm sure that's a colloquial name for some cool plant. Oh, fun fact. Here's a fun little story. When I was in my teens, my dad and I and my brother and my uncle or someone would join us for a spring break trip to southern Utah to the Escalante staircase. And we had a fun little game of bringing a moon snail shell with us all the way from our home here in Port Moody and putting it somewhere in these slot canyons in southern Utah in the Escalante staircase. If you haven't been, it's a beautiful slice of land there. You may have seen photos of the Antelope Canyon in many a calendar or a generic desktop computer background. And we would just leave this moon snail shell just to like confuse people. I was like, where the heck did this moon snail shell? They're not even indigenous to this area. We're hundreds of miles away from the ocean. How did this get here? And I just want to imagine there's some marine biologist who went out for a hike and would think, what the heck is this doing here? I don't know why they had a very weird Texan weird accent on that one, but there you go. Okay, so that's a little bit of Friday night there. I need to sneeze. Where is it a yawn? Whew, you never know. Okay, we're going to get some music happening here from Francis Baptiste. This is going to be their track. Somebody's Waiting.
Somebody's waiting on me. somebody's waiting on me. I pray somebody's waiting on me.
Just to shake it up, because the next song's a little bit faster. That was Somebody's Waiting on Me by Francis Baptiste. You can see them doing their thing Friday night at the Biltmore Cabaret with many, many, many bands for the Elevate Music Project. That is Friday night at the Biltmore Cabaret. And now I'm going to hit you some music from Slip-Ons that are playing at the Red Gate Friday night with Russian Tim and Pavel Berez, Campfire Shit Kickers, and Brasser. This is their track, Nothing Is Good Enough.